Good morning. A bit of a break in the action across interior New York and New England with a dry start to the day. In fact, clouds broke up overnight, and with a clear sky, a lot of places back into the lower to mid-30s to start this Wednesday morning. We'll turn things around with some sunshine mixed with clouds this morning and climb back into the 40s before long. At the same time, a large upper-level storm over the Great Lakes is pushing a weak impulse through the flow and into our region. The result will be showers increasing in coverage as we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon. Even the chance for a few bursts of rain as we head through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Before that happens, temperatures should climb into the mid-50s on average. So scattered showers around after dark tonight, otherwise cloudy, breezy, and cool as temperatures drop back into the 30s and the wind flips around to the west. With that upper level system drawing closer and a west breeze, it'll be quite chilly tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies and just a few passing showers from time to time, but that wind at times will gust over 20 miles per hour, and that's only going to add to the chill as temperatures struggle in the upper 40s and lower 50s for highs. In fact, that cool pool of air will be centered over top of us on Friday, and highs will remain in the upper 40s and lower 50s, about 10 to 12 degrees below average, and it'll continue to be breezy with mostly cloudy skies and a few passing showers. As that upper-level disturbance slowly eases to the north and east over the weekend, gradual but slow improvement on Saturday. A little bit more in the way of sun, especially in the valleys, but still the risk of a shower and highs in the mid-50s and middle to upper 50s on Sunday, generally dry with a mix of sun and clouds. The weather still in question for the early part of next week with some showers possible on Monday and Tuesday and highs staying in the middle and upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Orman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms along the Red River and parts of northern Texas. With persistent low-level warm advection and destabilization ahead of a weak impulse ejecting across parts of south-central Texas, thunderstorms will develop during the midday hours. A few supercells are likely that will be capable of producing very large hail and isolated severe winds. A couple of tornadic supercells could evolve close to the dry line where low-level wind shear is enhanced near a warm front. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Bari, Italy, at 5:20 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Anchorage, Alaska, at 11:31 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 23 degrees, with a west-southwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 6 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 38 degrees, the dew point 33, 83% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.74 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Monte Vista, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers developing in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy, passing showers with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 53, that's 3 degrees above normal. 54 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.82 inches for the month and 7.39 inches for the year. There were 12 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 371, and 6,586 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low 40. The record high 86 set in 1985, and the record low 20 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m., sunset this evening 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a few showers around and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny, with increasing chances for showers through the afternoon and into the evening, and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, with a few scattered showers tonight, and lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds with showers likely through the afternoon hours and temperatures in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing and thickening clouds with a chance of showers through the afternoon and into the evening, temperatures in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lower to mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, Troy, and the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds with showers likely through the afternoon and into the evening, highs in the middle 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few spotty showers late tonight and lows in the middle 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with a few spotty showers, lower 50s. A mix of sun and cloud Saturday and Sunday with still the risk of a shower here or there in the middle 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday with the outside chance of showers and highs in the middle to upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.